This is a Global Class Struggle podcast.
Brought to you by Rebel Youth Magazine. Workers of the world unite.
Doubling the pay of Bangladesh's garment workers would add just a few pennies to the cost of a t-shirt, UK unions say. Bangladesh is facing international pressure to improve conditions for workers after a building collapse that killed over 1,200. Britain's Trade Union Congress says blaming bargain hunting by consumers is wide of the mark. Wages paid out to the thousands of women who work in the clothing factories are just a tiny fraction of the end price we pay the till, said TUC General Secretary Francis O'Grady on May 10th. Using figures from textile workers' unions in Bangladesh, the TUC calculates that doubling the wages of a Dhaka textile worker would add just 3 cents to the cost of a t-shirt bought in the UK, where budget fashion shirts sell for between £3 and £15. Workers are paid the equivalent of just 18 cents for the 6 t-shirts they are expected to produce each hour, the TUC said. Retail companies must change their behavior and encourage their overseas suppliers to pay higher wages and improve working conditions, said O'Grady. Shoppers have demonstrated outside retailers in Europe and the US and used social networks to speak out against unsafe conditions and low wages. But as Bangladesh takes a larger share of the global clothing market, consumers are left with few choices. Bangladesh has promised to recruit additional building inspectors, fix problematic factories, and guarantee the right to union representation and collective bargaining.
The British Prime Minister's advisor on enterprise has told the cabinet that the economic downturn is an excellent time for new business to boost profits and grow because labor is cheap, according to the Observer newspaper. Lord Young, a cabinet minister under the late Baroness Thatcher, told ministers that low wage levels in a recession made larger financial returns easier to achieve. Young, who was forced to resign from his position once before for downplaying the impact of the recession on people, wrote in a report to Cabinet, "The rise in the number of businesses in recent years shows that a recession can be an excellent time to start a business. Competitors who fall by the wayside enable well-run firms to expand and increase market share. Factors of production, such as premises and labor, can be cheaper and higher quality, meaning that return on investment can be greater." A Downing Street spokesperson said Young was merely stating a factual point and nothing else, but the comments were described as appalling and ill-timed by union leaders, with job market figures showing that employment gains have faded while wages are being severely tightened. UK employees' average hourly earnings have fallen by 8.5% since 2009 in real terms, adjusting for inflation, according to the Office for National Statistics. Official statistics show that any potential economic benefits of a recession for new businesses are not being shared across the country. While 200,067 net new jobs have been created in London since 2008, almost every other part of the country has fewer jobs now than before the crash.
Venezuela's new labor law for workers, also known as LOT, has come into effect, guaranteeing shorter working hours, longer maternity leave, and pensions for all Venezuelans. Described by the Venezuelan government as the most advanced labor law in the world, the LOT reduces the working week from 44 hours to 40 and requires that employers provide 2 consecutive days a week off. Labor Minister Maria Iglesias stated that the new working hours are part of the process towards a just distribution of wealth, while the National Federation of Public Sector Workers described it as historic. For the next several weeks, the government will inspect workplaces to ensure employers adhere to the new requirements. Employers were informed earlier in the year that they would need to make any necessary changes prior to May 7th. Penalties will be imposed on employers who fail to adhere to the LOT after June 15th. Along with establishing new working hours, the LOT prohibits unfair dismissal, outsourcing, guarantees the right to work for both women and people with disabilities, and increases maternity leave. Venezuelan mothers are now entitled to six weeks prenatal leave and 20 postnatal. Fathers are also entitled to 2 weeks paternal leave. The same conditions apply to parents who adopt a child under 3 years of age. All workers are also now entitled to retirement pensions, including full-time mothers and the self-employed. The LOT is the result of nearly a decade of discussions in both the National Assembly and the labor movement. When he approved the law last April, former President Hugo Chavez stated that In more than 200 years of Republican history, I am absolutely positive that there has never been a work law that has been debated so much as this one.